The months of unrest across the whole Mideast North African region has aggravated the already difficult situation of people seeking to reach European shores, whether in search of work or in flight from war and oppression. Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome, James Walston, told Chris Altieri that the distinction between migrants and refugees is an important legal one that is often extremely difficult to make in practice.
Well, I think there are various distinctions which have to be made, which are not always made when we're talking about this issue. There is a difference between immigrants and refugees. And that's a legal difference. It is not. There's a different obligations to refugees to the obligations there are towards immigrants. And the people who've been coming into Lampedusa, mostly Lampedusa, but some to the Italian mainland, are also divided very clearly into two categories. Those are the majority who've come from Tunisia and who are, by almost any standards, definitely immigrants. They are economic migrants. They are young, healthy, male who are looking for a job, and they've paid quite large sums of money, most of them, to get to Lampedusa, and they're Tunisians. And they have used this opportunity because of the lack of policing on the Tunisian side to leave the country in the hope, mostly, to go to France. They don't want to stay in Italy. The others, the ones you referred to as well, most of them, beginning to come now from Libya because of the breakdown of civil society in Libya, the war. And most of them, the majority, very few are actually Libyan. Most of them were refugees or migrants in Libya, and they were prevented from leaving by Gaddafi's agreement with Italy. And they are now coming in mostly to Lampedusa, and some of them don't make it. There was a disaster a week ago in which 250 or so were drowned. And they are women and children and older people, and they are Sub-Saharan Africans from the Horn of Africa and some from West Africa as well. Then that's the problem, the issue in Lampedusa and in Italy. And the divisions have not been made very clearly. To make that division, you have to have a degree of dialogue, interrogation. You have to find out who these people are, and it can't be done instantly. What the Italians have wanted to do is to try and move the problem on by giving them these temporary visas, temporary residence permits, which are still uncertain as to whether they are fully legal within the Schengen setup. And the French do not want to accept these. French and now others as well. Belgium is getting worried and raising border controls within the Schengen. So what the French are doing is to say the Italian temporary residence permits are not acceptable. What seems to be the actual political undertow is that this is part of Sarkozy's re-election campaign. He cannot afford to be out-radicalized on immigration by the far right. And so he wants to growl at the Italians to prevent this type of immigration within Schengen. So there are a whole lot of different reasons and issues which one has to try and analyse when we talk about migration from North Africa at the moment.
Herman Van Rompuy, the European Council president, said that he opined that neither country had, meaning Italy and France, had thus far broken any European laws. But he was anxious, he said, or something to this effect, anxious to see that the spirit of Schengen be observed, be kept. That goes both ways, doesn't it?
Absolutely. He has been. He is. It's a light tap on the wrist to both countries. He has not been very strong in his criticism, but he says that the French shouldn't be sticking up barriers in what Europe wanted to make a single area for movement of people. And the Italians shouldn't be using some sort of subterfuge, a semi-legal subterfuge, in order to get rid of a problem. And this is what he's trying to say. And he's being not terribly effectual schoolmaster.
Are the European institutions working more or less the way that they are supposed to in order to resolve this immediate crisis? And more importantly, is this a sign that there needs to be a Europe-wide revisitation, or at least a Mediterranean-wide revisitation of the legal regimen in place to deal with migrants, refugees, what have you?
The issues of refugees and migrants has been a sore one in Europe since Schengen was introduced, really, and before as well. And it is under constant revision. There are European institutions which do look to these, and occasionally, when there have been major crises, with Kosovo was the last big one. The system worked fairly well. We've changed since Kosovo because of the rise of the far right, both in Italy and in France, which makes a great play on keeping immigrants out. I think one of the problems with this issue is the sort of words which are being used. The Italian press and other press are using emergency, invasion constantly as words to describe what's happening. Compared to the general flow of migrants, both regular and irregular, the actual numbers that have been coming in this year are not enormous. We're talking about something like 20,000, 20, 25, 30,000, which, given the sort of emergencies in North Africa, is actually very low. But, of course, it's a huge number in an island which has a regular population of 5,000, like Lampedusa, but it's not a huge issue in a country of 60 million almost. So it's important to keep in mind the context of what we're talking about. In a country, by the way, Italy, which needs immigrants, which encourages migration chosen of people who they like, because this country needs my immigrants. But Italy doesn't just need immigrants. Italy and the whole of Europe has and recognizes its duty to deal with refugees. And what the Europeans, the Italians and the Spanish, as frontline states have done over the last decade or so, is to come to agreements with Morocco and Libya and Tunisia, bilateral agreements, by which it is the African countries, the North African countries, which are doing the police work for the Europeans. And in Gaddafi's case in particular, and in Morocco, they've been doing it in a not very subtle way. And the UNHCR has criticized both the North African countries and the European countries who've made these agreements. So with real refugees, and heaven knows there are enough from the Horn of Africa, there is a real humanitarian problem in which Europe is not looking to its own obligations. The legal definition of refugees is still more or less the same as the first one, which was established in the 1948 Convention on Refugees, which gives legal status to refugees. The problem is that once you're a refugee legally, you have protection of the law, you have certain material advantages, and so, of course, a lot of people do say that they are refugees and that they come from Somalia or Eritrea, when in fact they don't. So the difficulties have not been in the legal definition, but in the practical acceptance of whether individual A, B, or C are indeed refugees. And I think that's what's been going on, because in the past, in the 40 years or more years after the convention was first signed, there wasn't a great deal of problem. There was an emergency, a war somewhere, and most of the refugees were fairly obvious. When you have large-scale migration, the confusion between an immigrant and a refugee can be more difficult to sort out.